Our coverage of the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine continues. We're in the suite at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Jaguars will get this done with Dave Caldwell all week long here. Thanks for the tour here. This is a pretty nice setup, right?
Yeah, first tour I think ever, right? The inaugural tour of the suite at the Combine.
Yeah. So it's a suite, a regular suite in the stadium. Yep. What happens in here when the actual on-field stuff does?
Well, this is where it all takes place. If you come over here, we got our timers, and we'll have about 10 to 12 people in here, our evaluators. They'll go from station to station, 41st, and then into the position drills and some of the short shuttle, three cone. Mm-hmm. But we're charting every drill, every exercise, and trying to formulate as much opinion and data and evaluation as we can. And then usually one group will go, and then you have some time, and then you come over here, and you got your little coffee machine, and
right,
and make sure coffee, it's a long day. It could get a little bit stale in here, too, so you got to have your coffee. Usually we'll have some type of food, usually one healthy product like a grilled chicken breast salad into here, and then this is usually the hot dog and the nacho cheese area, something like that. Over here are the drinks where you put the bottled water, the Gatorade. That's a Bud Light cooler, but we're usually up for anything, but not at the Combine.
Not at the Combine. Not at the Combine, work environment, right?
Yeah, so we don't do any of that. This is home for the next 6 days.
You split time between here, the hotel across the way where all the official interviews happen, and, of course, the regular hotel back there. What's your balance of time between here and the interviews?
So we'll start height and weights tomorrow at 7:30. We're there until about 9 o'clock. You come in here, the first group goes. You're here until about 3:30. You go back to your hotel room. You make your phone calls. You do your emails. You maybe grab a bite to eat, stop at Starbucks, get a coffee, and then you shoot over to the Crown Plaza, and you start your interviews at 6 o'clock at night, and those usually go to anywhere from 9:30 to 11 o'clock, depending on the volume of your interviews.
You've been at the Combine in a number of different roles. I mean, I'm sure starting as an intern with the Panthers, you came, and logging weights and heights and all the hand measurements and all that.
I had a safe seat, so it was always the front row seats. You had to get here at like 4:30 and make sure that the bosses had their seats.
That's important. And now you are the boss. You're picking players. Yeah. So from one extreme to the very other extreme, right? What's some differences, right? You're not picking seats anymore.
Yeah, I'm not picking seats, but nor do I make our guys pick the seats either. So I try to get there early enough to get a good view. But I think the difference is you get pulled in a lot of different directions where, when you're a personnel director or you're a scouting director, you can really just hone in on the players. And here you're talking to agents, you're talking to media people and people like yourself, and you're doing a lot of different things, a lot of different roles, and so you just gotta embrace it and just go with it. But it's fun. You get to do a lot of things that a lot of people in this world don't get to do, and meet a lot of people that it's really exciting to meet. So.
Busy few days though in Indy.
Yeah.
You get a lot done in these few days.
Yeah, we get a lot done, and then we go back on Monday night in the office Tuesday and make our final push for free agency and kind of see who's gonna hit the market, and then we'll have a busy week there, and then the rest of the time we spend on the draft.
Good luck to you this week. Appreciate
Thank you very
time.
Much. Appreciate it.
All right.